This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. An energy battle between Russia and the West over the war in Ukraine revved up on Friday. Moscow delayed the reopening of its main gas pipeline to Germany, and G7 nations announced a price cap on Russian oil exports. Russian energy giant Gazprom said it could not resume the supply of natural gas to Germany just hours before it was set to restart deliveries through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. Moscow blamed the change on a technical fault in the pipeline. A spokesman for the European Commission said Friday on Twitter that Gazprom acted under what he called fallacious pretenses to shut down the pipeline. Moscow has blamed Western sanctions that took effect after Russia invaded Ukraine for hindering the maintenance on the pipeline. Europe accuses Russia of using its leverage over gas supplies to retaliate against European sanctions. Also Friday, finance ministers from the group of seven wealthy democracies said they would work quickly to implement a price cap on Russian oil exports. Taliban officials and a local medic say an explosion tore through a crowded mosque in western Afghanistan, killing 18 people, including a prominent cleric. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Officials say more were hurt in the blast, which went off in the western city of Herat during Friday noon prayers, the highlight of the Muslim religious week when places of worship are particularly crowded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Previous mosque attacks have been claimed by the Islamic State extremist group, which tend to be aimed against religious and ethnic minorities in Afghanistan, as well as Taliban targets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Argentina's Vice President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has survived an assassination attempt. An assailant pointed a gun at her Thursday at point-blank range, but it failed to fire. Video of the failed shooting shows the gun nearly touching Cristina Fernandez's face. The incident happened as the vice president was surrounded by supporters as she returned home after a day in court. She's facing corruption allegations stemming from the time when she served as Argentina's president. From 2007 to 2015, she's denied all the charges. President Alberto Fernandez, who's not related to her, says the assassination attempt, authorities have arrested the gunman but have not released his identity. A Myanmar junta court has sentenced ousted Democratic leader Aung San Suu Kyi to 3 years in jail for electoral fraud during the 2020 election, which her party won in a landslide. International observers say the poll was largely free and fair. A source with knowledge of the case reported the news Friday, saying the 77-year-old leader was sentenced to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor. Detained since the coup last year, Suu Kyi has already been convicted of corruption and a clutch of other charges by a closed junta court and sentenced to 17 years in prison. A suicide bomber struck a packed mosque in western Afghanistan on Friday, killing at least 18 worshippers, including a prominent cleric loyal to the ruling Taliban. A judge in Los Angeles threw out an indictment charging a dive boat captain with manslaughter in the deaths of 34 people in a fire in 2019. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The ruling comes 3 years after the boat caught fire and sank near an island off the coast of Santa Barbara. All 33 passengers and a crew member died. Prosecutors say Captain Jerry Boylan didn't follow safety rules, didn't train his crew, and didn't have a roving night watchman on the boat. But the judge said the indictment failed to specify that Boylan acted with gross negligence to prove it was manslaughter. Prosecutors will appeal. They can also seek a new indictment alleging gross negligence. Federal safety investigators blame the owners of the boat for lack of oversight, but they have not been charged with a crime. I'm Ed Donahue.
And President Joe Biden and his wife Jill are set to welcome former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama back to the White House on Wednesday next week for a ceremony unveiling the Obama's White House portraits. This comes after portraits of them for the National Portrait Gallery were unveiled in 2018. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.